Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, does one have to stick to one school of Islamic law? Can one take opinions of one madhab and some from another?
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
In itself, this is permissible. Our obligation is that we follow reliable, qualified scholarship on everything that we do. That is our obligation. And in that regards, if we do that, we have fulfilled our duty. So if someone prays as a Hanafi but gets married as a Shafi'i and follows the fiqh of halal and haram according to the Maliki school, this would be fine. However, this can be a recipe for confusion, and it can also be a recipe for slacking off in deen, like of fatwa shopping, etc. So the recommendation is one learn one madhab and then focus on excellence in action, right? And one stick to it, and that gives us a standard of taqwa. But if one feel if there's a need or a benefit, or simply one finds something difficult, it is not impermissible to follow another school as long as one does so on the basis of knowledge, not merely on the basis of hearsay. A lot of people say, oh, I heard the Malikis allow this, and oh, some people allow combining prayers, etc. That's not following deen. That is more whimsical religiosity, and that's not conducive to being firm-footed in one's deen. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have many answers on seekers related to this notion of following a madhab, and we have a reader on it that will give you further details bi'idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.